If we can tell a story, and we tell story with everything we do in branding, whether it's, through our branding, brand identity, through our logo, through the colors, through the fonts, through the images, and the best way, through video. So if we can put out a great, strong video where people can actually connect not just to the brand, but to the person behind the brand. I mean, that is the strongest connection that we can make. And if we can make that connection strong, everything else kind of falls into place.
Welcome to Storytelling for Engagement, the podcast where we talk about all things creative and content related to make your story unforgettable. I'm your host, Miranda O'Connor from The Art of Storytelling, and I'm excited to start this storytelling journey with you. Today we have Ruth Bay, who is a self-proclaimed branding geek. And I was following Ruth on LinkedIn for a few months, and I was absolutely thrilled when I met her in Zoom networking because she's like my LinkedIn branding hero. I love everything she says. The way she talks about branding and telling your story is exactly how I relate to my clients. So I love to follow what Ruth has to give. She really shares a lot of interesting information. If you don't follow her on LinkedIn, you absolutely have to go and follow her right now. Ruth, thanks for being on our podcast today. I'm going to give you a little intro and then I'll let you tell us a little more about yourself. So Ruth got her first camera when she was 9 years old, and she then went on to study photography and graphic design, and she has a lot of good creative direction skills and experience. Ruth, why don't you tell us how you got into creative services and what you think your skill set really is?
Well, I mean, as you can imagine, the road was windy and there was a lot of shifts and turns and setbacks. I started as a commercial photographer, and I did that for a number of years, and came to realize that my clients actually needed more than just photography. And so I got involved in design, and I came to realize then that design is actually something that's closer to my heart professionally. I love photography and it's always going to be my hobby, but professionally design was closer to my heart. And so I had a design studio for about 20 years, and I loved it, loved every minute of it. I had some amazing clients who gave me a lot of freedom to do what I do, but there was one thing missing. And I think that for the most part, most people saw me as a designer, and they didn't really see me as a branding person. And I always thought that I was. And so I started studying branding, and I got involved in art direction, and I started doing the creative direction. And it was all built around developing a brand, because brand is your business. If you have a business, you have a brand, and it is on the top of the food chain. If you don't start with branding, can't really do anything else. So that's where I'm here, and that's what I do.
Yeah. And how do you think businesses should think about branding versus marketing or advertising? And I feel like what I do as well with the storytelling videos, I think that's more branding. I don't like to think of it as marketing or advertising. There was a time similar to you, we had a much bigger studio. We had a lot of staff. We were doing a lot of big projects, and some of it was advertising, and the advertising part was not really what we had any passion for. So yeah, what do you think the difference is between the branding and the advertising?
Well, I think that the way to look at it is branding is the umbrella, is the overarching umbrella that encompasses absolutely everything you do in your business. Something that many business owners do not really understand is it really is how you answer the phone. It really is how you act at a party that you go to and then you post about it on social media. So it really is not just a logo. It's not just the website. It's not just all those tactical steps that you take, but it's everything. And so I'd like to think of branding as the story of the brand. It's the story of your purpose, why the business exists. What are the goals? Where do you see that business in the future? And how is it going to make a difference? Marketing, on the other hand, I think that's the strategy of how we get the word out. And that encompasses a lot of the tactical tasks, a lot of the tactical steps. So whether it be the strategy of developing a specific website or starting an e-commerce or getting involved in social media, that is all part of marketing. Advertising is sort of a subheader of marketing. And it is really a direct way of getting that message out. And it's promotion. It's really how we promote and differentiate the brand through advertising. So I think that's how it kind of rolls down.
Yeah, exactly. And what about just like how customers perceive your brand? That is what branding is. So how do organizations really bridge that gap between their intended brand identity that they want their brand to be, and how are they actually perceived by the audience? How do businesses deal with that?
Well, not very well, quite often, actually, which is where you and I come into play. But the biggest point that every business has to really learn and understand before they can do anything else is, who are they talking to? Who is their ideal client? And what is it that they're helping them solve? Once they understand that, so it has to be very human-centric. We have to really put our client first. It's not about us. It's not about what we do. It's not about the product we have. It's about the client that we're providing the services to. So that is the first step. It's how you communicate, how the messages go out there. And the messages have to be emotionally grabbing. If we do not connect emotionally, it's just going to go right over their heads. It's not even going to connect. And the other thing that is very important is consistency. If the message is not being consistently put out there through all the different channels, if the visual brand identity is not consistent throughout all the channels, it becomes confusing for people. And it's really difficult to build that trust that we're hoping to build. So I think that those are the three points that really companies have to keep in mind.
Yeah. Let's talk a little more about the emotional connection and, you know, the humanizing of the brand. I know you like to talk strategy, but what kind of tactical things do you think that includes?
Well, I think that one of the first things that we need to talk about is tell the story. How do we tell the brand story? We're all storytellers. We all love stories. So if we cannot put a strong story together about the brand, about how we got to exist and what is the plan, what do we want to change, how do we want to help, it's almost impossible to build a brand anywhere from there. Now, as human beings, we connect to two things. We connect to emotions and we connect to visual stimuli. So what is the best way of putting stuff out there is visually. So if we can tell a story, and we tell story with everything we do in branding, whether it's, you know, through our branding, brand identity, through our logo, through the colors, through the fonts, through the images, and the best way, through video. So if we can put out a great, strong video where people can actually connect not just to the brand, but to the person behind the brand. I mean, that is the strongest connection that we can make. And if we can make that connection strong, everything else kind of falls into place.
Yes, absolutely. Because when you're watching someone in a video, that's the closest thing to actually being speaking and interacting with them. And I always find, even though, you know, I'll have lots of different pre-production meetings with my clients on the phone or on Zoom, it's not until you actually go and sit down with them in person and you hear them talking about their passion for their job or what they do or what is so unique about them. At that point, then that's when I can leave and say, okay, I actually know this person and I really trust this person. And if I had to go and buy this service, I would go to them because they really do it well. And you know, this could be people that you like, businesses you might know of that might be local to you, but until you actually get that personal connection, you don't really become their fan.
Well, and I think that the other thing to consider is the voice. You know, I've worked with companies that are very, even though the brand may be fun and it may be exciting, but the person behind it may be very subtle and may be very subdued. That is important to recognize, because if we're expecting something from a brand and then we face it and it's completely different, then it's disappointing and that trust is not there. So I'm sure for you, especially when you're building a story of a brand, putting the voice together with the brand, I mean, I think that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah. So are you meaning like if someone if someone has chosen to be on the video, but they're not really as enthusiastic as expected. Yeah. Yeah. We do have that happen sometimes. But the nice thing is our videos usually have more than one person in it. So we usually have two or three people telling the same story. So you can kind of highlight the better parts from each person. And all the pressure isn't on one person to tell the story, because storytelling really is multiple voices telling the story to form that impression of the brand. You know, it can't just be one person. One person can't tell the story or be able to build a brand on their own, right? Branding comes from so many different things, you know, so many different perspectives and opinions is what your brand is. And it's really hard for an organization to control that brand thought, like that thought about the brand, because it plays on so many different parts.
For sure, 100%. And I think that it's also especially for you when you're working with organizations, I think really keeping that brand consistent means that the leadership, it has to start with the leadership. If the leadership really understands the vision and the mission of the organization and they pass it down to everybody else, that's when you got a great story.
Yes, that is absolutely correct. And I've seen that so many times where, you know, maybe larger organizations, they have a better grasp on their, almost like their language, the language that they use is a little more consistent between all of the different executives or employees at different levels. They all understand the goal and the mission, and they use similar language to explain what they're doing. But sometimes you might go to a different business, maybe a smaller business, and that's not really embedded in the organization. So you can talk to different employees and you start to get different kind of ideas, but it's not very cohesive. Right. So when you can tell that the brand is not as strong in those kind of businesses.
Right, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the critical components of a brand strategy that helps to build trust and credibility?
Well, again, I think we have to start with the purpose. I think that the purpose has to be clear, it has to be defined, and it has to have a point that is bigger than the actual person that's in charge. It always makes me think of Simon Sinek and his infinite game, you know, because that's when companies really do make a difference. That's when they really can change the world, you know, for lack of a better term. I think that one of the biggest things that companies can do to really create that trust is they have to minimize the brand gap. And I talk about that in a couple of my articles, where brand gap is really the difference between what the brand promises and what the brand delivers. I keep telling the story about going to a restaurant. So, you know, you go into a restaurant, you want to go to a restaurant, you research it online, you get these beautiful images, everything is just great and you're loving it. You can't wait to go. And then you show up and there is no tablecloths on the tables, and the food is mediocre. The service is really not great. And you're disappointed. And when that happens, there's no way you're coming back.
Right.
Or there's no way that you're going to recommend it. So I think that that is really the brand promise has to be strong. And we have to, if not deliver, over deliver. That's what makes the biggest impact on people. And everything has to be done authentically. I think that if, you know, you build it, you make a promise. If it's not authentic, people can pick up on that.
Yeah.
And if it's not authentic, there's no way that you're going to build that loyalty.
Yeah.
So I think that is that those are big pieces that have to be taken.
In that restaurant example, the restaurant was over branding or trying to brand themselves in a way that they actually weren't.
Well, basically what happened, look, everybody wants to look the best, right? So we build websites, we take photographs, we set it up, we get it all beautiful, and we put it out there. And that's great, as long as you can actually make that happen in reality. And it's happened to me where I did go to a restaurant where they're talking about this beautiful service and there's candles on a table and there's a tablecloth and the food is fabulous. And I get there and I feel like, well, I didn't get any of that.
Yeah.
And so not only am I disappointed, so you did not deliver on your promise as a restaurant. But I will never put the word out there. I would never recommend it to my friends. And let's face it, that is the best way of advertising, is a word of mouth. So if we cannot deliver on that, well, then how can you build trust?
What's one of the first things you would do with a new client? Like if a new client came to you and said, "Ruth, how can you help me with my brand?" What are the first steps you'd have to go through?
I'd want to hear their brand story. I'd want to sit down and I want them to tell me what it is that they're all about. And I don't want to know, I don't want to hear your vision statement. I don't want to hear your mission statement. That comes down the road. I want to hear exactly why do you get up every morning and do what you do? What drives you? And if I can understand that, if I can really pick up on that passion of the business, then we can start looking at all the actual aspects. Then we can look at their brand identity, their visual brand identity. Then we can look at their who's their ideal client. That's always where we start. Who's your ideal client? And then we start rolling out all the different tactics that will connect to that ideal target market. And social media is going to be big, of course, for most businesses. And so it's also deciding what the content should be. What kind of content should we be putting out there? Is it videos? Is it articles? Actually, it should be a little bit of all of it, right? So it's it really, but it always starts with the brand story.
And do you think the brand story always comes from the CEO?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I mean, it should. It should. The CEO should ha absolutely understand the brand story. But sometimes you get the brand story from the people who are working in the company, especially those who've been there for a long time. Because let's face it, most, especially small businesses, they will probably have a team of people who were there on day one. And they can tell the story. And they could probably tell it better than a CEO or a president of the company.
I think so too. And I think what's interesting for me is when I do a multiple interviews with, the owner or the CEO, long-term employees, newer employees, different types of people, is you get different perspectives. And sometimes the CEO is not even aware of those visions and perspectives from the employees. Even more so from client testimonials. I absolutely love testimonials because it gives the business a different perspective again on what they're actually doing and how they're actually adding value to their clients. So it's not always the CEO, and I find sometimes the CEO might talk very high level, but not actually understand like the day-to-day personal interactions that the clients are experiencing.
Well, I think that what you're saying about testimonials is so crucial because with testimonials, that's how we learn. That's how we learn. What are we doing right? What are we doing wrong? What could we do better? What needs to change? That's the market strategy that we have to look at. And we have to look at and say, are we still speaking to the right people? And are the employees happy? Because, I mean, look, if you don't have a strong culture in a business, it's not the CEO who deals with the client. It's going to be the people on the floor who are going to be dealing with the client. So if they're not buying into the purpose of the business, well, the CEO doesn't really matter then.
And okay, so what about branding or developing your brand story, not just for clients or sales? What about attracting and retaining the right employees?
Well, I think that is actually very important. It takes a little different spin, I think. We still have to speak about why are we doing this? Why does the company exist? What is it that we're trying to do? But it's not really about the high level vision anymore. This is about how can we collectively help. And if we can get people excited about this and be make them excited about the vision and about the purpose, and if we make them part of the story, I think that's when you really build a strong culture. And those people will do anything to support that purpose and that vision and that brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What kind of emerging trends do you see, or technology do you see that's going to impact branding and storytelling?
Oi, well, I think that I mean AI, I mean that's really where it's all at. And it's interesting because you're looking at the VR, you look at ChatGPT, and generating content is no longer what it used to be. And it's very, very helpful because you can look at ChatGPT, and I mean, I use it every day.
Yep, me too.
I don't use it verbatim. I don't do copy paste, but I do use it every day as a source of research.
Yeah.
And it's a great way to start a content so you don't have to start with a blank page.
Correct.
I think there's a bit of a danger in that because I think that too many people become reliant on it too much. So and until that kind of shakes out and until that balance is restored, I think we're probably going to be seeing a lot of content that's not very human. But I think that is going to have a really big impact on where we're going forward.
Well, I think that authenticity is going to be even more important in the future because of AI. So I think, all of these, I don't mind AI assisted work, in like Photoshop or video editing, but I think the authentic images, video and images, I think that's really going to be what's going to distinguish brands in the future because they are coming forward with their true self and they are showing how it actually is. And people will identify that this is real and this is not real.
Well, I think this is where the understanding your markets and understanding your clients is going to become really crucial because, we automate almost everything right now, right? And you look at lead generation on social media and everybody automates it. And there's all these offers of people saying, we're going to get you 40 leads a day. Well, yeah, but are they qualified leads?
Yeah.
And so, sending these automated messages, you can automate. There's no problem with automation, but you still need to make sure that your messaging sequences are connecting to the right people, that they are authentic, and that there is that we have to be careful so we don't lose that a human to human interaction. I think that's the key right there. There's some great stuff happening, and there's going to be a lot of more great stuff happening in the future.
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely. All right, Ruth, I think our time is almost up. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just really want to reiterate that, telling stories is a huge, huge part of branding, and we really need to pay more attention to it. And I think business owners do need to pay more attention to, and I think they have to figure out what their brand story is. I think a lot of businesses don't. They just don't know. So, reaching out to someone like yourself who can do the interviews and really dig deep into what their brand story is. I think it's super important.
Yeah. And it's good fun too. I love learning about other businesses.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks so much for being on our podcast.
Well, thank you very much for having me. And I look forward to talking to you in the future again.
And that concludes another episode of Storytelling for Engagement. If you found value in today's episode, don't forget to like and share and visit our website at theartofstorytelling.com to learn more about video storytelling content.